Welcome to Con Café for the 23rd day of April, year of our Lord, 2024. I'm Pastor Dario Valverde. So good you can join us. I'm glad you're here. I pray this be a blessing to you and me as we seek to stay connected with Jesus. Hope all is well in your life. I pray a blessing of God over you and whatever you're facing, that we can go onward and upward with God's help. Well, we're looking at the epistle for this next coming Sunday. This one is from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 21, in a devotional called All You Need Is Love. Reminiscent of an old song, still as true today as always, more so as we get into this passage. Ready to get into God's Word? I am. Verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Whoever loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love God does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and this love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. Those who say, I love God, and hate their brothers or sisters are liars, for those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. This, dear friends, is the word of God for the people of God. We say gracias a Dios. Thanks be to God. Friends, God has a wonderful sense of humor. Why else would one of the funniest church jokes be possible if God didn't arrange it to happen, as we see from one of the verses in this passage? Now, I heard this joke many, many years ago, and it was so funny, I still use it from time to time. The story goes like this. A couple deeply in love, you know, that Hallmark sort of out-of-focus love, and they wanted to marry, and they wanted everything to be perfect. They wanted a Christian cake with a Bible verse as the topping, you know, instead of happy birthday or whatever cakes have. There would be the selected Bible verse to give witness to God's having been together or to brought them together, and God's love is being celebrated in this marriage. So they met for their usual morning date at a coffee shop. Now, I told you this joke is so old that takes place before Starbucks. Can you imagine a world without Starbucks? Some of you can and some of you do. And as they study the Bible together, the groom finds verse 18 of this passage. Aha. And he reads it to the bride-to-be. He said, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Oh, perfect, says the bride, and begins to weep. They were fearful of the future, as most couples are. College debts, housing costs, groceries, etc., etc., etc. And since the groom had written down the verse, as to not forget it, on that napkin from the coffee shop, when he sees his intended crying, he hands her the napkin and she dabs her tears. They then take the tear-soaked napkin to the baker who will prepare this wonderful Christian cake. On the day of the wedding, the two gasped, as did the parents, for on the cake were written these words, "You have had 5 husbands, and the man you're living with now isn't even your husband." Oops. You see, the tears of the bride erase the one before John 14:18, and so the baker very dutifully and faithfully looked up that verse in the Bible, and that was what he wrote on the cake. True story, I have no idea. It's that old. Let me ask you this question. Is it hard for you to say I love you to someone? Were you told on a regular basis that you were loved? More than likely, if you didn't hear that often enough, and if you didn't reciprocate and say to the one telling you I love you, then as you grew older, it was a rare thing to say. My grandfathers were raised in different times, and I don't know if they were ever told by their mothers that they were loved, and I believe I never heard from either of my grandfathers that they loved me, but I still knew it. And while they were strangers to the concept of saying I love you, my dad only knew to say, we love you. I took it gladly, for I knew by every other indication that my dad did indeed love me. And when my mother died, he continued to say, we love you. Then it may have hit him that he should change it, and he began to say, I love you, on a regular basis. And friends, we should be free to say that as often as we can, and more importantly, to show it and live it as part of who we are, which is what this passage is saying. No one has ever seen God, the writer said, but if they see love in us, they're going to see God. That's what he's saying. Are they seeing God in us by the love we are showing, or are they seeing Satan by the way we act or wait or write or post on our social media? It also occurred to me an old story of the old farmer and his wife who have been married for many years. They're sitting on their front porch one afternoon, and the wife turns to the husband and says, honey, do you love me? You never tell me that you do. The old man thought about it and said, I told you once that I love you, and if I ever change my mind, I'll tell you then. Friends, listen, it is important to say we love one another. And it is more important, listen to this, it's even more important to show it and to live it. The strong foundation of the Christian faith is to know and receive the love of God through his son Jesus, who showed perfect love and whose teachings and practices are all based on love. The disciple writing this passage tells it straight up. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. Sad that there are truly those who say that they love, but truly do not. God loved us first. We heard it and received it, and so we are not only supposed to say it, but demonstrate and live it. For on the day of judgment, we will have boldness to stand before God, and we will be judged according to our love and how we shared it with others. Harsh will be the judgment for those who say, I love God, and whose lives were filled with only hate for all others. It is God's commandment. It is God's commandment that we should love all people with no exceptions. And as recipients of such lavish love from God, we're called to love one another. Our capacity to love flows from our connection to God. The more connected we strive to be with God, the more full our hearts will be with love for all people. For his Spirit dwells within us. When we love one another, we reflect the very character of God to the world. Our love becomes tangible evidence of God's presence among us. Let's pray. God of love, thank you for the incomprehensible depth of your love. Teach us to love one another as you have loved us, sacrificially, unconditionally, and extravagantly. May your love permeate every aspect of our lives, casting out fear and filling us with boldness and compassion. For it is in Christ Jesus' strong name that we pray. Amen. Dear friend, have a great and blessed day in the Lord. Here's your call to action. Reflect, practice, and live love with all people. If you're scared, cast out that fear and ask God to show you how to better love all people. May the Lord bless and keep you. I love you. I thank God for you. Now go tell someone that you love them. Also, love people by forwarding this, hitting all the buttons. Let's win the world for Jesus Christ. Amen.